Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In 1985, a bone-chilling pattern began to emerge in several reports of British house fires. When the smoke had cleared and the house, or what was left of it, lay charred and ashen, there was often one sole survivor. A creepy old painting of a crying boy. To get to the bottom of this spooky mystery, you're gonna have to stick around as I uncover some of history's creepiest coincidences.
You're listening.
You'd be amazed.
Rock and roll stars may have had diverse beginnings, but some of the most successful and widely known rock icons of their era have one very disturbing thing in common. At just 27 years old, legends like Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Amy Winehouse, and Jimi Hendrix all found themselves knocking on heaven's door. But what is it about this otherwise ordinary age that causes them to drop dead? While substance abuse played a predominant role in the cases of Winehouse, Morrison, and Hendrix, others like Cobain took their own lives. Also, the circumstances of pretty much all the 27 club demises remain shrouded in mystery, especially that of Brian Jones, the founder of the Rolling Stones. Ultimately, there's no definitive answer to these tragic ends, and the 27 club link also remains a mystery. However, research suggests it's not just the age of 27 that famous hedonistic musicians should be wary of. Statisticians analyzed the lifespan of every musician who had a number one hit on UK album charts between 1956 and 2007. Overall, these musicians were 2 to 3 times more likely to die in their 20s and 30s than others of the same age. I've never felt so lucky to have no musical talent. But do you know what else all these rock and roll stars had in common? Not one of them followed the Be Amazed podcast. Now, I'm not saying there's a direct connection, but let's look at the facts, people. So put yourself on the right side of history and give it a follow if you haven't yet, so you don't miss out on even more mind-blowing facts and extraordinary stories. And it's not only the world of rock and roll that is filled with tragic coincidences. Chris Benoit was once one of the most recognizable faces in the world of wrestling, but in 2007 he ended his own life as well as those of his wife and son at his home in Lafayette, Georgia. The shocking event shook the sporting world to its core, but something even creepier was about to drop jaws even further. 14 hours before the tragedy was discovered, Benoit's Wikipedia page was updated to say he'd been having difficulties stemming from the death of his wife, Nancy. The edit was made from this anonymous IP address in Stamford, Connecticut. Worryingly, that was the same city where Benoit's employers, the WWE, had their headquarters. The edit was reversed just under 20 minutes later as no reliable source for the information was provided. But when the bodies were eventually discovered, the terrifying coincidence couldn't be ignored. Had someone known what Benoit was planning to do? Or had he been set up to take the blame for this seriously heinous crime? A few hours later, the anonymous wiki user posted an apology on the wiki news site, insisting it was all a terrible coincidence. They'd heard rumors relating to a family emergency of Benoit's and had jumped to the most disturbing conclusion. And with that, we should all remember never to blindly trust Creepypedia. Oops, Wikipedia again. Still within the world of fight, aside from being one of the most badass humans alive, Bruce Lee was a martial arts instructor, director, actor, and all-around high-kicking legend. But at just 32 years old, Bruce suffered from a cerebral edema during the making of his final film, Game of Death, and died shortly after. What nobody knew at the time was that this fateful film would also link to the death of his son, Brandon Lee, just 20 years later. The film is famous among martial arts fans and contains a scene with a stuntman showing actors how to use prop guns. The stuntman says, "Gentlemen, these are blanks, only aim upward. There's a lot of paper that comes out and can injure someone." Following in his father's footsteps, Brandon stepped into the world of acting and took a leading role in the film The Crow. During a shootout scene, Lee was struck by the fragment of a dummy bullet that had been lodged in the barrel. As the blank was fired, it propelled the real bullet into his side. The wound was fatal, but it could have been avoided if they'd followed the advice in his father's final film. And the conclusion here is that even in death, you should always listen to your parents. Now let's move on from the world of celebrities to go further back in time. Constantinople, which is now known as Istanbul, was once the proud capital city of the Byzantine Empire. It stood gloriously for over 1,100 years with huge, unbreachable walls that reached 40 feet high and stretched a mile around the city's perimeter. But in 1453, the fortress city was impossibly conquered by the invading Ottoman Empire. It was such a powerful move that its repercussions marked the end of the Middle Ages. As startling as the historic takeover sounds, it was nothing in comparison to the prophecy that foretold its demise. Translated from a long-standing ancient Greek prophecy, it was predicted that Constantinople would always endure provided that the moon in its full circle did not give a sign in the sky. And guess what? On May 22, 1453, a lunar eclipse partially blocked out the moon during the invasion. In fact, the moon had been central to Byzantine culture for over 1,123 years, so this must have felt like more than just a terrifying coincidence for those trapped behind the city walls. We often dismiss these anecdotes as superstition, but what if cases of coincidental superstition are just something beyond our current understanding of the world? Here's another historical example. 1420 was not a great year for the Kingdom of France. Queen Isabel had just signed the Treaty of Troyes, granting French secession to English royalty. It cost her a lot of popularity, so much so that a prophecy began circling which read, "What had been lost by a woman would be saved by a woman." And that woman would turn out to be none other than Joan of Arc. This fate-fulfilling femme took to the battlefield and led France to victory, reversing almost a century of French defeats from the English in just 1 year. As fictional as this may sound, it gets even stranger. Historians claim the prophecy came from Merlin. Yes, that Merlin, the wizard from Arthurian legend.
What?
While it's debated whether or not this so-called wizard ever existed, his supposed prophecies were recorded in manuscripts around 1140. But before you start wondering what kind of magic mushrooms these historians have been growing on their books, archives show that the prophecy is repeatedly mentioned in Joan of Arc's trial. So, to summarize, by total coincidence, a made-up English magician is credited with prophesizing that all of France would be saved by a lady almost 300 years before it happened. Who knew history could be so psychedelic? Now, here's some presidential coincidences in history. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were both involved in the drafting of one of the most important documents in American history, the Declaration of Independence. These two founding fathers were some of the most prominent statesmen of America's revolutionary generation. By signing the Declaration on July 4, 1776, they announced the separation of 13 North American British colonies from Great Britain, and the US of A was born. But exactly 50 years after the Declaration was signed on July 4, 1826, Adams passed away. The final words he ever uttered were, "Thomas Jefferson still survives." But he was wrong. Just 5 hours earlier, Jefferson had also passed away. As well as being an incredible coincidence, these might just be the most patriotic deaths in history. It seems like there are more conspiracy theories surrounding the assassination of President John F. Kennedy than there are tinfoil hats to go around. That said, there is one coincidence that can't be disputed, because it came from the lips of Kennedy himself. After arriving in Dallas on November 22, 1963, the Kennedys opened the Dallas Morning News to find a full-page anti-Kennedy advert. Bordered in black, it ominously resembled a funeral notice. It rattled the First Lady Jackie Kennedy so much that JFK tried to calm her with what would later become a prophetic phrase. "We're entering nut country today, but Jackie, if somebody wants to shoot me from a window with a rifle, nobody can stop it, so why worry about it?" He didn't know how right he was. At 12:30 p.m., as the presidential car turned off the main street, the president took a bullet to the neck and head. He was driven straight to a nearby hospital, but as he had tragically foretold, there was nothing that could be done. I might need to get myself a tinfoil hat because the Kennedy case just keeps on giving. Of the 46 presidents that have led the United States up until now, can you take a guess at how many have had brown eyes? Seeing as approximately 45% of Americans have brown eyes, you'd expect it to be something like 20 or even 15 at least, right? But in fact, only 6 presidents have taken baby browns into the Oval Office. As strange as it sounds, about 70% of them have had blue eyes. And as far as an explanation goes, psychological experiments indicate that we actually perceive brown-eyed people to be more trustworthy than their blue-eyed counterparts. But it's not the only unbelievable presidential coincidence. 8 of all the presidents have also been left-handed. But since the end of World War II, almost half of the 13 U.S. presidents have been left-handed, despite statistics showing that just 10% of the American population are lefty-led. In 2019, scientists from Oxford University found a genetic link to left-handedness that may gift lefties with better verbal skills as a result. That's a pretty important presidential skill.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
From an American perspective, Brits are pretty weird, from their love of beans on toast to their love affair with tea. But Britain is also home to one of the strangest coincidences in history. One day back in 1992, AA repairman Jason Pegler was walking home from work in Dover. Suddenly, a payphone on the side of the road began ringing. He hesitantly answered the call, only to find his colleague Sue Hamilton on the other end. Without skipping a beat, she apologized for bothering him and asked if he knew how to work the office fax machine. Utterly baffled by the situation, Jason struggled to explain what had happened when Sue looked down and realized she hadn't rung his phone number. She'd rung his staff number. By incalculable luck, the number coincided with that of the payphone Jason was walking past. Although the story has turned up online throughout the years, there's no concrete proof that props up its legitimacy. It seems like in some cases these stories get told and retold until they become nothing but urban myths. What do you make of the payphone coincidence? Real or phony? I hope it's just phony, otherwise I'll be convinced that we live in a matrix. Next up, I have some stories that'll make you think if curses actually exist or if it's a mere coincidence. At 45.52 carats, the blue-tinged Hope Diamond is about the size of a walnut, and its value is estimated at a bank-busting $250 million. But the number on the price tag isn't the only thing its previous owners have paid for it. It has a twisted history associated with the ruin and doom of its many owners, with some even claiming that it's cursed. Legend has it that after being unearthed in India, it was stolen from a temple by a Hindu priest who was sentenced to a long and painful demise. It was then shipped to a French merchant who was killed by a pack of wild dogs, but not before he sold the sadistic stone on to King Louis XIV of France. It remained in the royal family until the French Revolution saw its owners, Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, beheaded in 1793. By 1839, it was in the possession of Henry Philip Hope, from whom it gets its name, but the supposed curse claimed another victim and he died that same year. It was passed down through his family to Lord Francis Hope, but his addiction to gambling and high spending forced him to sell the diamond on. Its next owner, Evelyn McLean, bought the stone for $180,000 in 1911 and claimed she didn't care about the rumors of bad luck the gem could bring. But over the years, the curse was credited for taking the lives of her son, daughter, and husband as well. After her own death, the gem was sold to settle huge debts in her estate. Finally, in 1958, the jeopardous gem was given to the Smithsonian Institute, ending the supposed curse for good. That's probably the only diamond I'd ever refuse. Whenever I think about curses, diamonds are not the first thing to come to mind. Mummies are. And I wondered why. The mummies that haunt Hollywood movie screens tend to have two things: unbelievable ridges and a deadly curse that befalls all treasure hunters. But Hollywood didn't invent the concept of the mummy curse. Bad press did. In 1922, the tomb of Pharaoh Tutankhamun was discovered in the Valley of Kings in Luxor, Egypt. Journalists reported that there was a curse engraved on the tomb which ominously read, "Death shall come of swift wings to him who disturbs the peace of the king." However, the expedition's archaeologist Howard Carter quickly dismissed the claim as a pack of lies. Even so, within just 10 years, six people involved in the expedition met a gruesome end through poisoning, murder, and even assassination. The hideously coincidental deaths have only fed the fatal fiction of the mummy curse, and as unbelievable as it may sound, it seems destined to never die.
The mummy.
Now, this next coincidence will make you think. On July 18, 1975, tragedy in the form of a taxi struck 17-year-old Escreen Eben as he was riding his moped down a road in Hamilton, Bermuda. The impact sadly killed the young man, but some spooky circumstances came to light shortly after the accident. Almost exactly a year before, Erskine's brother Neville had been riding down the same road on the same moped when he too was struck and killed by a car. But not just any car. Both brothers had collided with the very same taxi, driven by the same man, and according to the boy's father, it was even carrying the very same passenger. You're probably thinking that this has to be made up, because the odds of this scenario repeating itself seem impossible at best. Well, seeing as the little island of Bermuda only had a small population of about 12,000 back then, the improbability of such an event happening isn't as big as you might think. But to add a cherry to the top of this incredibly coincidence-filled treat, the boys were also both 17. Is this just a coincidence or a glitch in the Matrix? Next to the dictionary definition of luck, they should place the image of Tsutomu Yamaguchi. He might just be the luckiest man to ever walk the earth. On August 6, 1945, Yamaguchi was on a business trip to Hiroshima. Does that date and place sound familiar? If you ever paid attention in history class, then you'll know that's when and where America dropped the first atomic bomb on Japan. It killed between 60,000 and 80,000 people in the blink of an eye. But Yamaguchi miraculously survived. He wasn't unscathed, though. His upper body was badly burned from the intensity of the blast, yet he managed to return home a few days later. But his home was in Nagasaki. I can almost hear the history buffs holding their breath. On August 9th, just 3 days after Hiroshima, America dropped another atomic bomb on Japan. Can you take a guess where? That's right, the city of Nagasaki, and wiped out a further 40,000 people off the face of the earth instantly. But despite the odds, Yamaguchi survived once again. He's one of the only people to have ever survived two atomic bomb blasts and lived to tell the hideously coincidental tale. Now let's go from World War II to World War I. The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand didn't just trigger a war, it was also bizarrely linked to its end. Heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, the Archduke was visiting Bosnia to oversee military exercises when his car was attacked by Serbian nationalists. Seven of these young men had bombs strapped to their bodies and loaded revolvers, but their extensive plans of attack failed and the Archduke got away safely. But his fate couldn't be avoided. The driver took a wrong turn and placed them in the path of Gavrilo Princip, another Serbian nationalist who had been waiting on the wrong road after popping out to grab a sandwich for lunch. The misplaced assassin realized his unbelievable fortune and fired two perfectly lethal shots, killing the Archduke and pushing the continent into the First World War. But unbeknownst at the time, there was hope hidden on the number plate of the car, which reads AIII-118. Which, when written as a date, 11-11-18, refers to Armistice Day, the date the war officially ended. I'm not sure if this counts as an amazing or terrifying twist of fate. I'm sure you were intrigued by the mystery of the painting I've mentioned at the very beginning of this episode. Now it's time to delve into it. The 1980s was characterized by plenty of questionable aesthetics, like the awful mullet haircut I had once upon a time, But one of the lesser-known fashionable faux pas of the era was the crying boy portrait. Originally painted by Giovanni Bergolin, these portraits of dejected-looking urchins were mass-printed and widely available from the 1950s to the 1970s. But in September 1985, British tabloid The Sun began reporting on a creepy coincidence that swept the nation. House fires that reduced many homes to ashes had only one survivor, the crying boy paintings. Amidst the ashes, it was reported that the portraits were completely unscathed. Some weren't even blackened by the smoke. This led to widespread speculation that the paintings were jinxed and actually caused the fires, even though most had normal causes like cigarettes and deep fat fryers. But the coincidence whipped the public up into a frenzy, and many people sent their own cursed prints off to be destroyed in mass bonfires. After the air was cleared of the ensuing hysteria, comedic investigator Steve Punt took a more scientific approach to the coincidental curse. In an experiment, he tried to burn one of the printed paintings and concluded that the prints actually used a varnish that contained a fire retardant. He also theorized that in many cases, the string holding the painting up had burned first, dropping it face down and protecting it from most of the fire damage. As obvious as it may sound, if you know the infamous The Sun newspaper, you doubt they would think that the headline "Totally Rational Explanation Behind Creepy Painting Coincidence" would sell many copies. I hope you were amazed at these creepy coincidences. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you the next time you want to be amazed. Or spooked.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.